Good morning, Central Ohio. This is Bill Messerly at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and this is our Friday, Big Friday, Spring Spirit Drive, and this is a time for you to join us and join hands in the new evangelization with your financial support and prayers for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm in the studio again this morning with two of my favorite folks, Sharon Wong and Dave Orsborn. Dave, did you get some sleep last night?
I did. I am rested and ready to go. It's going to be a strong day. I'm excited. Fridays are always exciting because of just seeing more of our listeners, hearing these testimonials, our priest guests, our hosts. I'm jazzed. I'm ready to go.
We have a great lineup this morning. We have Father David Sizemore, Mark Hawk, the board president of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, David Martin, who's our secretary. So we have some real heavy hitters at 8 and 9 o'clock. So be sure to call in now so that that donation can be included in Father Sizemore's time.
So we can help him along.
Time. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And then at 10 o'clock, we have Father Kevin Lutz. And then we have Father Boniface, one of our friars at St. Patrick's. So we have a great morning ahead of you. And Sharon Wong, you came, loaded with a number of things this morning. But I think one of the things that you were most proud of is Fran Weiss's prayer that we've kicked off the morning with each morning the last 2 days.
Absolutely. Let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and for the graces we have received through its ministry. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit to bless those in leadership, give them wisdom, insight, and the understanding to make good and necessary decisions, meet their needs, and give them fortitude and courage. Bless and anoint the programs, the speakers, and all who work behind the scenes. So empowered by the Holy Spirit, they will strengthen and form your people, so all who listen to this station will grow in grace and in the knowledge of faith, becoming good and faithful servants who desire your will for their lives, who draw closer to you in prayer, who will be transformed by your holy word. Bless and multiply the finances so the radio signal grows stronger, reaching more and more people. Send the workers needed to make this possible, so all that you desire for this station will come to be, and there will be rejoicing in heaven and on earth. We thank you for all you have done. We thank you for all you will do. We thank you for the grace to persevere and work with patience, peace, and lasting joy. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Phone lines are open, 614-459-4820. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio continues to grow because of your generosity, and we're asking you to step forward this morning by giving us a call or going online to stgabrielradio.com. Phone number again, 614-459-4820. We've been on the air now 11 years. We'll be celebrating our 12th anniversary this coming August, and things just are amazing the way that the Lord is using St. Gabriel Radio.
It is, and I want to encourage you, our listeners, to get a full understanding of the responsibility that the Board of Directors of St. Gabriel Radio, the staff here, myself as the Executive Director, and Dave Orsborn as the Assistant Director, we are very serious about evangelizing, and we are not just sitting here on our laurels hoping that everything will remain the same and coast along. We don't want to coast, do we, Dave?
Oh, gosh, no. And my laurels aren't really worth sitting on. So, absolutely. No, it's every day we hear, and these lift our spirits, just great stories about the way that the Lord is working through our listeners' lives. And we just want to do more and more and more.
We do. We do. And I know that our team always talks about, Bill, nothing ever stays the same here.
Yep.
We don't believe in the status quo. And if you are a listener and you want to believe in forward-looking growth and evangelization, join us with your financial support at 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820. And this half hour, as we prepare for Father David Sizemore, David Martin, Mark Hawk, to take the mics here in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about that growth and how we are looking at things to be sure that awareness continues to grow, involvement of our local community continues to grow, and that we try to support and kind of provide that air cover or that heat for you, the leaven, so that families and parishes begin to grow even more. So we want to be that warmth You are the leaven. We understand where we are at, but we don't want to sit by and just wait for things to happen. We want to try to do our best and not force things, but to look for opportunities and how the Holy Spirit's working locally so that we can build up that local body of Christ. But join us. We need your support today on Big Friday, 614-459-4820.
And Bill, the two words that come to me, Bill and Sharon, the two words that come to me are perseverance and boldness. I think we every day we encourage our listeners to persevere in the faith, to get up each day, to be faithful, to share the, live the word, and then to share the word with others. But then also to be bold in their faith, to, we've seen a number of cases, Bill, where people have started their own apostolates or their own mission work. And I know that we've played a part in that. We help promote these new apostolates. We encourage them to get out and just to try something, try new and exciting ways to serve the Lord. And through the media, through all the new technologies, you have to be fresh. You have to be tuned into the way that people are living their lives. And our listeners are very creative, and they're finding these ways to reach out and touch people and to spread the gospel.
You know, we're all on our faith journeys, which is awesome that we're all joined in the faith journey, and St. Gabriel Radio is growing. The signal has grown larger.
It has.
Almost the whole state of Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so the signal's growing.
Statewide.
Yes. And on our own faith journey, we are growing too in our faith by listening to the radio station. You know, I'm a volunteer here, and I can tell you my faith grows all the time. I tune in the station every day, and I learn something. And then I can spread that to other people and share what I've learned. And it makes me sound smart sometimes, but I always say, well, I listen to St. Gabriel Radio. It's not me, but I spread the word too. So give us a call. We'd love your donation of any amount, 614-459-4820.
You know, we also talk about the local body of Christ and building up the local body of Christ. And, of course, that body of Christ is made out of thousands and thousands of souls that God has created with special gifts and talents to be used to build up our communities, to build up our families, to build up our parishes. And a great example of that is Elizabeth Ficicelli.
Right. You just heard her at 7 o'clock on Morning Glory. So she's doing a lot more work nationally. Of course, she's a speaker and an author, and she's giving parish missions. She's been emboldened. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch Elizabeth on her journey these last few years, and it just does an amazing job. She's an incredible talent and very, very generous in sharing that talent with others.
And she's going to be not only in at Morning Glory this morning, hosting Morning Glory
she's
nationally.
Had a long day already. She'll be with us here at 10 o'clock. She'll be back here in the studio from 10 to noon with Father Kevin Lutz and Father Boniface. So.
But it does take resources to pull off things like what Elizabeth is accomplishing through the gifts that she's been given and the prayer that she roots herself in every day. Dave, do you want to talk to a little bit about some of those things that had to be in place in order to allow Elizabeth to do what she did this morning remotely from Columbus, Ohio?
Right. She has a home studio that enables her to tie into the folks at Morning Glory. So the technology's there. But I think even more so, it's just her faith, her willingness to step forward to prayerfully obtain, those gifts that the Lord wants to pour out over her and then have the willingness to share it with others. And that takes a commitment, a real commitment to study, to learn, to be prayerful, and then just that generosity, that generous spirit to share what she's received with others. And we see that through all of our local hosts, our volunteers, they've all received these just wonderful gifts, and you can't keep it to yourself. It has to bubble out and bubble over. The Dominican friars, are in here twice a month recording. All of our priests are incredibly busy, and, they're running parishes. They have all their activities. They're, performing, celebrating the sacraments, but they still find time for St. Gabriel Radio because they see the value of our message, of our mission, Father Stosh Daly was in yesterday. He's a regular listener to Father Ricardo. And I think sometimes I forget that the priests are being fed as well. You know, I look at it mostly as for the lay people, but our priests are listeners as well. And they're gathering, you know, they're growing in their faith and they're on a journey just like we are. And they're being fed by St. Gabriel Radio.
I was listening to that yesterday and I thought it was so wonderful when he said, oh yeah, I steal things that he says and I use them. And that was great to hear, you know, that our priests are being fed by listening to St. Gabriel Radio and we help each other through our faith. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. This is our Spring Spirit Drive, and it's your chance to step up and be part of our family. We'd love to have you join us.
We're specifically looking for sustaining members. So if you become a sustaining member or increase your existing gift, you receive a beautiful copy, a hardbound copy of Imitation of Mary. Nice little pocket-ish, purse-size book that you can carry with you. Take it to
purse size? How do you know that, Dave?
Fits in your purse, Dave?
Well, I'm using a reference point.
Okay.
I have
okay.
a man bag. It's a nice size that you can carry with you. Take it into adoration, reflect, you know, on it daily. Our business members also receive, if you become a business member, you receive the Imitation of Mary. One thing that I'm really jazzed about is this raffle that we have for the Our Lady of Fatima statue. It's a beautiful 30-plus-inch statue from Portugal, and we're raffling off this this statue to anyone to be eligible, just anyone that calls over the course of the Spirit Drive, including today and tomorrow morning, will be entered to win this statue. It's beautiful.
Stunning.
Stunning.
You know, there are many reasons to come over to the station. I was making a list this morning, and I have 7 reasons why people should stop in this morning.
Are you starting with number 7 or number 1?
Well, we can go with number 7.
Okay.
Let's make a donation.
There we go.
Come in and make a donation. Also, okay, number 6 is to see the chapel. We have a wonderful chapel here at mm-hmm. the radio station. You can come in, you can say a prayer, see the relics. We have saint relics in the chapel also. Number 5 is to meet the staff. This is a wonderful
that
staff.
That should be number 1.
You're number 5.
Because of our jokes.
Number 4 is to tour. We'll give you a tour of the station, which is awesome. We've expanded it, and it's a beautiful station. So come in. Maybe you've never been at a radio station. It's your chance to come on in. Number 3 is to get a bumper magnet. You see those around town when you're driving, and you might say, I want one of those. Well, come in. We'll give you one. Bumper magnet. Number 2 is to see the statue, which Dave was just telling about, the Our Lady of Fatima statue. Any donation in your name is put into the raffle for that statue. And number 1 reason to come into the station.
Wow, what is that?
Food. There is food in the conference room, so stop by.
And you're always, we don't always have food. I guess we have a refrigerator, so if you come on any day, we'll give you what we have, even if it's toast.
Oh,
but you're always welcome to come in and visit us. It doesn't have to be during a Spirit Drive during an open house. You're always welcome here. We're at 4673 Winterset Drive, right off from Henderson Road between Kenny and Reed. Really easy to get to off from 315. Our phone number is 614-459-4820. We're going to hear a clip from Sister Ann Shields. We've been listening to some clips from Food for the Journey each morning here in this half hour. And she's reflecting on this Sunday's gospel reading. And I'll set this up. We're going to hear from Sister Ann, but I also want to tease you, fine listeners, with a joke. Why do seagulls fly over the sea? So you can think about it, listen to Sister Ann Shields, and we'll have the answer when we come back.
But I do want to begin by reading this little meditation, a portion of a little meditation on the Annunciation. It reads, "How great, how complete was the prayer of Mary. It was the perfect response even to the desire of God. It was the assent of the whole being of the Virgin to what she knew well to be the divine plan. So her soul expanded in clouds of light. The waves of her glowing desire ascended even to the throne of the Holy Trinity, and God gave ear to this soul who was but the desire of his own desire. Heaven and earth were so perfectly joined, so united in this design of God in preparation for the incarnation, in this ardent, tranquil, and victorious supplication of the Virgin, that we can think of no more perfect expression of the word yes. Brothers and sisters, I was speaking yesterday about spiritual warfare. I'm going to say more about that in the coming days. But Mary, the Blessed Mother, on this feast that we celebrate tomorrow, the Feast of the Annunciation, when the angel came to her and asked her to be the mother of Jesus, her response, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." That is the greatest gift that could come, in one sense, after Christ, of course. But one of the greatest gifts that could have ever come to us was Mary's assent. Brothers and sisters, you and I are really called to that as well. The more we can assent to God's way and God's plan, yes, there can be difficulties. But when we do that, we experience a protection and a help, because we're aligning ourselves with God. God isn't just one option among many. God is the only option, and it was so for the Blessed Mother. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Even though she had questions, be it done unto me according to thy word. The enemy flees when someone is solidly planted and seeking to do the will of God. You want to fight the devil? This is the key way. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to God's plan. Say yes to God's way.
Wow.
She's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's the only way to fight the devil, right? I mean, is to say yes to Jesus. I mean, that is our only hope. And how slow we are sometimes to recognize that, but I'll do it on my own, or, you know, I'll ask, a brother or sister in Christ for help, which is wonderful, but the guaranteed way, the way, is through Jesus Christ.
In his name.
Amen.
Yeah. I love that. The enemy flees, she says, when you're solidly planted. When you're solidly planted.
Wow.
That's a beautiful phrase. And then she says, you know, we need to assent, and we have Mary as our model, but we need to assent to God's plan. And my thought was, we need to ask right now in our hearts, what is God's plan for us? You know, Mary was attentive to that. We need to have that same attentiveness in our own lives. And perhaps you could spend a few moments this morning, maybe even just 60 seconds, to sit back and say, God, what is your plan for my life? And then to listen.
Isn't that amazing to even think about that? Because so often we just get caught up in, what am I doing? What do I want to do? Where am I going? But if you do stop and say the prayer, and God, where do you want me to go? And just stop and listen. You know, that's what I was listening to the radio on my way in today, of course, and they were talking about silence. And that's something that is so important,
yeah.
You know, to just have some silent time, ask God, where are you taking me? Where do you want me to go? And listen.
And with that comes trust. I would love to have everything revealed to me in an instant. That's not the way it works. You know, it's that listening and that continuous trust also that God knows what's going on. He has a plan for my life, and he loves me, and he wants me to follow him. And it's that decision every single day, just to say yes, to give the fiat, and to follow Christ.
I love what Sister Ann Shields said about the Annunciation, which we'll be celebrating tomorrow. And this reflection that we play today is for tomorrow. But I love when she said that Mary's yes, her soul expanded for heaven and earth to be perfectly united. And of course, that's what we're asked to do, to allow for our soul to be expanded to whatever God's will is in our life. I think that is just a bomb blowing off, you know. It's amazing.
This is the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Give us a call, 614-459-1110. 800-480-4820. We have phone volunteers standing by to take your call. You can also go online to stgabrielradio.com. I teased going into the clip a joke. This is courtesy of the Osborne Girls, so I don't take responsibility for it, in other words. Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be...
I don't get it.
Bagels.
Wow. On that note,
call right now so we can stop hearing these jokes. 614-459-4820. But join in the joy. 614-459-4820. We can't continue to bring the Word of God here in Central Ohio without your support. So don't be bashful. Be bold today. 614-459-4820.
You know, we were talking about listening to the call and listening to God. It made me think about my daughter. Mm. She is a sister in the community of Franciscan Renewal with the Sisters out of New York. And I have to tell you something really cute. I was talking with one of the sisters there, and she said, you know, somebody said to me, they were in a group going somewhere, and a man came up to her and said, I didn't know they were still making you. She looked at him and she said, oh, yes, they're still making us. So following the call is what that made me think of. And on that note, I brought in a check. I'd like to make a donation on behalf of my daughter, Sister Therese Marie, with the community of Franciscan Renewal, and a donation to the station.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I invite all of our listeners, call in and make a donation on behalf of your child or your loved one. 614-459-4820. We would love to hear about your story.
This community has a long, long relationship with EWTN. Of course, the CFRs were founded by, among other friars, Father Benedict Groeschel, who was instrumental to the mission of EWTN back in the early days, along with Mother Angelica, and Father Andrew Apostoli, who continues formation also. Yes. of the friars and the sisters, spends a lot of time. Can you imagine having that access and that, yes, proximity to Father Apostoli?
He is actually my daughter's spiritual director.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
She spends,
what a gift.
She said an hour a month with him, and she said it's such a special time, and that she can feel the Holy Spirit when she's with him because he is so prayerful and so spiritual. So he's a wonderful, wonderful priest. It's amazing.
Another example of priests that have answered the call to evangelization through the media, of course, through EWTN TV to begin with, but then also, I think even more so in my humble opinion, through the radio, which is such... St. John Paul II referred to the radio as the most intimate of mediums. And I think that's one of the reasons that radio evangelization is so successful, because God has your attention. You know, you're often, you know, driving alone in the car, and it's just that opportunity for the Holy Spirit to have that conversation with you through the radio. So give us a call, 614-459-4820. And we have some thank yous to some of our long-term supporters.
Yes, we do. We have multi-year sustaining members that we would like to thank. Michael and Joanne from St. Peter's in Columbus.
Woohoo!
Yes. Michael, Michael and Kathleen from St. Andrew in Columbus. Are you going to do that every time, Ray?
Yes.
And Dania from St. Patrick in London.
Nice.
From Ed and Donna in St. Brendan, the navigator in Hilliard.
These are live effects.
That's beautiful. Thank you to Mary from St. Peter in Columbus.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Dave. We're not finished.
I'm tired. How many do you have?
Michelle from St. Andrew in Columbus.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Also, Tony from St. Michael in Worthington. Doris from St. Christopher in Columbus. And Mary from St. John Newman in Sunbury.
Yay!
These are all
thank
sustaining
you,
members who have continued to support the radio station year after year.
And that says a lot, because they continue to be fed year over year. You know, if they didn't see a value, or if they weren't experiencing the benefits, so to speak, of the evangelization, the faith that's being transmitted through the airwaves through St. Gabriel Radio, they would have stopped by now. But they continue to see the value, and they continue to see how St. Gabriel Radio is transforming their lives. So We want you to experience the same. 614-459-4820.
We talked about trying to multiply your gifts, and we're committed to multiplying those gifts over time. Those who have been longtime supporters, you are multiplying the gifts. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had an opportunity to grow our station to now AM 820 that reaches most of the state. That's a great milestone. But we've also continued to be in a pattern of growth. I'm on the affiliate council for EWTN, so we constantly share those best practices with other apostolates around the country. We've mentored other apostolates around the country. And in fact, EWTN, through this affiliate council, is reaching out to other affiliates to be sure that every affiliate has a chance to grow. And if there's new stations or larger stations that might be available to purchase, to be positioned to do that. So you know that when you give to St. Gabriel Radio, we are ready to continue to look for opportunities for the Holy Spirit to speak to us, and that we'll be ready to answer those so that we continue to spread the Word of God all over this country and all over this world. But we can't do that without your support. 614-459-4820.
And I think that honor is testimony to how effectively this organization is managed. One of the worst things that could happen is that you start a Catholic radio station and then, for a variety of reasons, it may not be successful and it disappears. That leaves a real hole in a community when you start having people look forward to your programming, depending on your programming even, and then it disappears. So because of the stewardship of the management here, the direction of our board, and the generosity of so many listeners, we've been able to be recognized nationally by EWTN as a success story. And so I just want to say thank you to the listeners for giving us that responsibility, for giving us the fruits of your labor to continue this mission and then to share our approach with other stations all over the country. We have Father David Sizemore, Mark Hawk, and David Martin coming up in just a couple minutes. I want to present our goals for this next hour. Through the generosity of one of you, we have $2,500 of matching gifts on the table for the 8 o'clock hour.
That's amazing.
What we need to do is reach a total of 20 gifts in the 8 o'clock hour. When we reach 7 gifts, we receive $200. Mm-hmm. When we reach 12 gifts, we receive an additional $300. So we don't get all $2,500 immediately. We have to show this benefactor wants to see community support for the station. That's why he's encouraging participation. So we reach 20 goals during the next hour. We receive an additional $2,500. This is very important to us. Please call and participate. 614-459-4820. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we have Father David Sizemore, Mark Hawk, and David Martin. Stay with us.
Jesus has come now from the baptism of John. The Spirit actually has descended upon him in the form of a dove, that the voice of the Father has testified to him. And Jesus, therefore, now is being revealed to the world as the special emissary of the Father, as the one who is moved and motivated by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God had even made itself manifest in Jesus in the baptism of the Jordan. So we could be able to say then, Jesus, filled with the Spirit, was driven out into the wilderness. That this is we have to be careful how we say this because of the necessity of protecting the integrity of the Trinity. But it's almost like the man Jesus, the human Jesus, is beginning now to realize within his humanity that which he already possessed within his divinity, which was a deep connection now to both the Spirit and to the Father. Not that the connection was not there before, but humanity is less capable of grasping its wholeness than was the divinity of the Lord. We don't want to get into the question of the consciousness of Jesus, because that gets extremely complicated. But suffice it to say that there is a heavy enough weight in theological speculation from the Middle Ages until now that Jesus' humanity controlled in many ways his human consciousness and his human intelligence, that he wasn't just simply a human and at the same time